Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I know it's early. We need to drop some knowledge on you, though.
Are you doing this now?
Yeah, I'm doing this now. It's TPXY and 98PXY. Corey James, Whitney Young. Again, just to quickly recap, and my good feels.
I apologize now if you're eating your breakfast. And
this is not gross at all.
It's kind of a gross image, but
there is something I've been craving that I've really wanted. Don't make that weird face. That I've really wanted for months now. That I finally got yesterday.
Yeah, a butt cleaner.
And the level, it's not a butt cleaner. It's a Toto bidet. Okay?
Yeah, it's a bit. What is a bidet? It's a butt cleaner.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what
fine.
It does. It cleans your undercarriage.
Yeah, that's just kind of crude. It's a crude way to put it.
What?
Linguophile.
That's what it does.
Linguophile over there.
We're just breaking it down. Actually, wait, hold on.
Here's the thing, too. How are you making fun? You literally said that you think we should do these in America and how.
I do.
Well, then why are you making fun of me?
Because of course I'm going to make fun of you.
Oh, God. What?
What?
You said you wanted me to stop. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to read the definition.
Okay, fine. Go.
A bidet.
Yeah.
A low oval basin used for washing one's genital and anal area. Just that's why I'm making fun of you. Carry on.
It's not even about the bidet, okay?
All right.
There's a deeper meaning
this
here.
This is about more than the bidet.
This is about society.
All right, good.
And this is about just us in general as people. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So, again, I've been after this for months now. And old me, old Corey, when I was single,
yeah,
I would have just impulse purchased that immediately.
Okay.
The moment that I discovered that it existed, I was like, I want that. Mm-hmm. I would get it.
Okay.
And it would be here in 2 days with Amazon Prime, right? Like, that's how a lot of people in this world function now.
A $700 butt cleaner.
That's right. I would not have thought a second about that.
Okay.
Like, boom, I want it.
I get it.
Yes.
I want it. I got it.
Yes, I would Ariana Grande that ish. So, you know, now in, you know, an adult relationship.
Do you think that's what she's talking about in Seven Rings?
Possibly.
I want it. I get it. All right. Yeah.
But now, you know, being in an adult relationship and having a baby on the way, those aren't the kind of things you can just like do anymore.
No, you're so mature now.
You know, again, I had the conversation with my fiance, St. Courtney, and she was like, yeah, I should probably pump the brakes on that. So it's been months, and I've brought it up continuously over and over and over again. Over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Just ask her. Over and over and over again. But it's been a big buildup. And the fact that I finally got it yesterday.
Yeah.
The feeling that I got is something that I think, societally, we have really forgotten about. And that's the feeling of delayed gratification. Because think about society today.
Yeah.
Everything is on demand. Everything is a button away. Everything you need to wait.
Button away.
Everything takes 2 seconds to get, right?
Yeah.
We live in an impulsive society.
Yeah.
And sure, it's convenient. But we're being robbed of the experience. We're being robbed of that feeling of joy. Again, my fiance compared me getting this Toto toilet.
Yeah.
To the similar reaction I had to finding out I was going to be a dad.
There is, by the way, a photo of Corey and his reaction to his new bidet on Instagram right now at 98PXY Rochester. So you can see the grin, the delight, the pure...
Overjoyed.
Unadulterated
pure joy.
Joy.
Pure joy.
Yeah.
And it made me think.
Mm-hmm.
We should look for more opportunities than that in life.
For
delayed gratification. Yeah. I mean, again, you know, I made the baby comparison. There's probably someone out there screaming at the radio now. You know, you just compared your baby to a toilet. Well, I mean, it's the delayed gratification.
Okay, so it's not about the object of gratification.
It's about desperately wanting something and holding off on getting it for a little while. I mean, that's what pregnancy is, right?
Right.
These, you know, 10 months.
Yeah.
Past 10 months, we've been waiting for this baby. And the moment this baby shows up, this moment this baby is in the world.
Uh-huh.
The feeling is going to be incredible. And again, that's a feeling of delayed gratification.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know what? I can actually compare this to something.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So as you know, ever since I moved into my apartment in December, I've been decorating it, but it in my mind, when I moved in, it was going to be like, I want everything to be exactly as I want it to be immediately. But like, then there's the whole money aspect.
Sure.
And you can't necessarily just buy everything you want right away. So I've been very slowly, but steadily decorating my apartment. And I finally have gotten to a place where like my bedroom decor is what I've envisioned for months. And it's like, it is.
It's this satisfaction.
Amazing, yeah. And I think I appreciate it a lot more because I've had to work for it and save my money and decorate as I go.
It's the same reason why making a meal yourself, sometimes it'll taste better because you put the work in and it takes a longer time and there's an investment there. And again, as a society, that's the opposite of what we're like.
Yeah.
I mean, societally, we're a bunch of one-pump chumps, right?
Yeah.
It's just, I want it, boom, boom, it's over.
There it is.
And then it's done. No wonder so many people are miserable.
Yeah.
There's no delayed gratification anymore.
Yeah, no.
So I would say to you, this is my challenge to you.
Okay.
Again, this is all because of this thing that I finally got.
The bidet.
But I realized this.
Yeah.
I would challenge you. Could be, you know, it's not maybe going to be that for your life, but we all have our things that we really, really want.
Mm-hmm.
Delay it a little bit.
How long are we talking?
I don't know. I think it's different for everybody. Maybe you start small. Instead of that thing that you would have impulse purchased, you think, maybe I'll just like give it a month or two.
And if you're still thinking about it in a month, then that means you really want it.
And then the level of satisfaction you will get once you finally get it.
Well, they say that, you know, if you go shopping, for instance, and you try something on and you really like it, but it's a little bit out of your price range, you're supposed to go home. And if you're still thinking about it, I think it's like a week later. If you still think about it and you're like, man, I really wish I had that dress or I really, really wish I had those shoes, then that means go buy it.
Because
a lot of the time you impulse buy something and then it's like.
But I would say take the next step. You're still thinking about it. Still wait a little bit. Just a little bit. Just to give yourself a little bit of a charge.
What do you mean? Longer than a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, it could sell out.
Don't think about that.
This text coming through at Home Depot.
Yeah.
We had so many people ask for a bidet, we had to find a supplier to stock it. Corey, they could have run out of bidets.
But it didn't. But it all worked out fine.
Yeah.
And I got it for a deal.
Yeah.
Feels so good. I could not be happier right now. If the birth of my child is better than this feeling, 222-9800. Katie from Canandaigua, what's going on?
I was just talking about the delayed gratification.
I don't think we have enough of it in society.
I do it with my tattoos. I see something that I really like, and I don't write them down anymore. And if I go to the tattoo parlor and like I'm still thinking about it, then that's a tattoo.
That's
I'm
a sign.
Get.
Totally, that's great. I love that idea. Absolutely. Because we're, you know, we can be such impulsive creatures, right? Like, I'm sure if you had unlimited funds and you had unlimited time, you would probably have, you know, a dozen or more tattoos just because, like, in the moment, I feel like I want that. But when you really need to think about it, like, no.
I totally have my sleeve done by now.
No, but that's how, like, my boyfriend is the same way, where he has a handful of tattoos, but it's like he always, you know, he like waits and doesn't just impulsively go and get one because, otherwise you'd be covered.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. And the thing, too, is you're going to look at that when that sleeve is done and you put in all this time and all this thought and all this energy, and you're going to look at that and the level of satisfaction you're going to feel is going to be off the charts.
Yep.
Exactly.
No, very cool. Well, thanks for sharing. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
Sure. You know, maybe people do this more than we think.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I peg society wrong. Maybe I'm giving society a bad rap.
Yeah.
And that's just the stereotype of everything is on demand and 1 second away and one button push away and 2-day delivery and all that nonsense.
Right.
Is there something that you do for delayed gratification? For that woman, it was the tattoos.
Yeah.
I'm curious. Maybe we open it up a little bit.
Yeah.
If you want to jump in, Club PXY Safe Text Line 69822.
I'll tell you what it is for me.
Yeah, what's that?
Every day.
Yeah, okay.
I force myself to wait to have my gummies in the evening.
Wow. It's really deep.
Versus in the afternoon. Because I would have two desserts, so I force myself. What?
Wow.
What? You said anything, Corey?
Wow, what satisfaction you must feel.
This is big for me.
I had these gummies at 4 p.m.
No. I make myself wait until after dinner to have my gummies.
Sorry. I had these gummies at 6 p.m.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.